Welcome to the Your Dating Bestie podcast. I'm Ellie Klein, your best friend for all things dating. As a professional dating mentor, kind of like the love child of Carrie Bradshaw and Crocodile Dundee, I help women go from dating sucks to dating success with my unique best friend approach. Ready to find your Mr. Right? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Hello and welcome to episode 18, Blindsided, how to find love again when you didn't see your last breakup coming. Picture this. After years of dating highs and lows, you're finally in a relationship with a wonderful man. It's been quite a few months and everything's going swimmingly. Then, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he breaks up with you. He says you're a lovely woman, but you're just not the one. After a week on the couch with the box set of Sex and the City and a liter of gelato, you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back out on the dating scene. After more dating highs and lows, you're finally in a relationship with a new wonderful man. It's been quite a few months and everything's going swimmingly. Then you remember, you've been here before, and it meant nothing. There were no red flags, and you got dumped anyway. So, how do you know it won't happen again? When can you feel relaxed in your relationship and confident your man will stick around this time? I'm about to tell you. You might be interested to know I've had a great boyfriend lose interest in me unexpectedly twice. And they were the last two boyfriends I had before I met my husband David. But I didn't let that stop me from looking for love, and neither should you. Here's what happened. So 3 years before I met David, I was living in New York and I dated someone for 6 wonderful weeks. Let's call him Mr. 6 Weeks. He was a great boyfriend. We had a fantastic time together and absolutely nothing went wrong. He called me every day, spent every weekend with me, and took me on epic dates. At the very least, we were good friends. Then I had to go home to Australia, but I was planning to come back on a proper visa, which I eventually did. He said he didn't want to have a long-distance relationship, and I said that was absolutely fine. I knew he'd keep in touch. Except, we didn't. He even called me during my layover in LA on the way home. But once I touched down in Sydney, I never heard from him ever again. Not even a text. Of course, I tried to text him and email him, but he never replied. It was so weird, I had to check his social media to make sure he was still alive. He was. So, I guess he just didn't see a future with me, didn't even want to be friends, didn't even want to keep in touch, and just didn't have the balls to be honest with me. I got ghosted by someone I never in a million years thought I'd be ghosted by. He was thoughtful, generous, and most importantly, consistent. How could I have predicted this? I couldn't have. A year later, I was back in New York and dating a new wonderful guy, this time for 6 months instead of 6 weeks. Let's call him Mr. 6 Months. Again, he was a great boyfriend. We had a fantastic time together and absolutely nothing went wrong. When I had to go home to Australia, our relationship not only continued, but got even stronger. He came to visit me for 10 days and it was awesome. I went back to New York a few months later and our relationship continued. Then, around the 6 month mark, just as I was starting to get comfortable, he started pulling away. I tried to address it with him several times, but he just kept telling me everything was fine. After about a month of him pulling away, it was clear to me that everything wasn't fine, and I ended up having to break up with him. He seemed relieved and had a new and extremely controlling girlfriend within a month. I didn't see any of that coming. So when I met David and our relationship progressed effortlessly, it made me feel good, but it also made me feel nervous. Based on my previous two relationships, things progressing effortlessly didn't mean they were going to continue progressing effortlessly. I was acutely aware of the fact that I could be blindsided by a breakup at any moment. When was it safe to me to feel relaxed in the relationship and confident I had a partner who wasn't going anywhere? Well, I wish I had a more magical answer for you, but the only way to know for sure that your relationship is the real deal is over time. The more time that passes and the more relationship milestones you reach, the more relaxed and safe you'll feel. Do not make the mistake of assuming that feelings equal a future. Feelings are not a crystal ball. You can have strong feelings and the relationship ends up going absolutely nowhere. And you can have lukewarm feelings at the beginning of a happily ever after love story. The first year of your relationship is the most precarious. That's why when you join the Your Dating Bestie community, I know you're going to need me for at least a year, even if you're lucky enough to meet your future husband within the first month. It takes time to get to know each other, become exclusive, start calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend or partners, meet each other's family and friends, get through your first few fights, travel together, move in together, and generally see how a man shows up for you each and every day over weeks, months, and a year plus. In that time, you'll need to have your wits about you so you can distinguish between a red flag and a forgivable mistake or flaw, know what's a problem and what isn't, figure out what you should discuss with him and what you should just let go, and decide what you can handle for the rest of your life and what you can't. I'll be honest, you can really screw it up in the first year. You can screw it up by not being easy to be with, and you can screw it up by being too easy to be with and accepting poor treatment, which will inevitably lead to an unhappy marriage, a bitter divorce, or a co-parenting nightmare. Speaking of screwing it up, I have a confession to make. I almost screwed it up royally with David in the first year of our relationship. You know how I said things progressed effortlessly with my last two boyfriends and then out of nowhere they lost interest in me? Well, I was scared that was going to happen with David too. Although things were progressing effortlessly, I was aware of the fact that we had a few incompatibilities. But I'd already decided I was okay with our incompatibilities. At the age of 38 and after countless boyfriends, relationettes and situationships, I knew I could be happy with David for the rest of my life. But despite him being equally as happy with me, I was scared he might suddenly decide he could do better. Over time, I'd learned to be more realistic, but had he? That was my fear. So at the 7-month mark, I had a complete meltdown. One of our incompatibilities randomly came up and I told him I was okay with this incompatibility, but if he wasn't, then he should just get lost and stop wasting my time. Of course, the argument was a lot longer and shoutier than that. Ironically, it was literally the only time in our entire relationship, and we've now been together for almost 7 years, that David ever considered not being with me. I knew I'd messed up. I knew I'd made a mountain out of a molehill. And I took full responsibility for it and even went and had a counselling session to discuss it. Then David and I sorted it out within 24 hours, and everything's been fine since. We've only had about a handful of fights in our time together, but that was by far the worst one. So if you've met a great guy, things are progressing effortlessly, and you're scared you might get blindsided by a breakup, here's my advice. Number one, live in the moment. If it seems as though it's going well, it probably is. So enjoy it. Number two, within the first 1 to 2 years, be open to the possibilities that as you get to know each other, one or both of you might discover you're not a long-term match, and that's okay. That's why you don't get married after 3 dates, 3 weeks, or 3 months. Getting to know each other takes time, and there are no shortcuts. And finally, number three, the more relationship milestones you reach, the more relaxed you'll feel. I basically felt 100% relaxed about 18 months into our relationship when we'd been living together for 3 months. It was effortless, and we'd pretty much decided we were going to get married within the next couple of years. Of course, even after you get married, there's still a chance you might split up. But by then, you know each other, you know your relationship, and splitting up is far less likely to happen without any warning signs. Even when relationships end and you look back, you rarely ever regret them. I had a wonderful time with Mr. 6 Weeks and Mr. 6 Months, and if, heaven forbid, things with David didn't last, I'd never regret our wonderful relationship, epic wedding, or happy marriage. To wrap up, I'm going to leave you with this helpful quote. Sometimes you make the right decision, and sometimes you have to make the decision right. In other words, if you make a decision to have a relationship with someone and they break your heart, you can't control the breakup, but you can control how you handle it. And if you know deep down that you're strong and you'll be able to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and find love again, you have nothing to fear. So it's not about trusting the other person. It's about trusting yourself that if worst ever comes to worst, you'll be okay. Now, if you want to have a much quicker and smoother journey to Mr. Right than I did, here's my number one tip. Stop passively consuming dating advice and start actively learning how to date more effectively. Dating advice alone won't help you find love. All these articles, podcasts, videos, books, and courses are actually keeping you stuck. You don't need more information. You need implementation. Someone to help you apply the advice. That's why I take a unique best friend approach to helping my clients find love. Inside the Your Dating Bestie community, you'll receive my step-by-step blueprint for finding Mr. Right, but more importantly, 24/7 access to me to help you implement it. You'll also receive a professionally written dating profile to make you irresistible online, and you'll be welcomed into a supportive group of like-minded ladies. No more going it alone or trying to figure out this whole dating thing by yourself. Care to join us? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Are you an attractive, intelligent, and fun-loving woman with a big heart and you can't figure out why you're still single? Well then, my free report has all the answers. It's called Why You're Still Single. 7 reasons a luscious lady like you hasn't found her Mr. Right yet. Just visit yourdatingbestie.com.